Another major winter storm will likely develop tonight and continue tomorrow across a portion of the Central Plains, and it promises to bring snow to southeastern South Dakota and central and southern Minnesota. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. This low pressure system will develop in a hurry. It'll move very quickly and bring a 1-2 punch to the region, and will likely see some significant snow accumulations. No state will see more snowfall than Nebraska. Looks like Nebraska could see more than a foot of snow accumulation, and that will be most significant during the course of the day tomorrow. Southeastern portions of South Dakota will see a fair amount of snow, along with the northwestern half of Iowa and southern Minnesota. These areas will likely see 3 to 8 inches of accumulating snow, and there's potential that there may be some totals in southern Minnesota near the Iowa border that could get into the 10 to 12 inch range. But the storm will be very quick, and it will be rather powerful as it occurs, though several hours of travel issues are likely to evolve if you're traveling in that direction towards the southern parts of South Dakota or in southern Minnesota, or even in Nebraska and Iowa. You should be prepared for delays, and there may be some airport closures that may occur as well. Now, the storm system will likely come and go quickly. In fact, most of the precipitation in South Dakota is not likely to really get going until we get into the middle of the morning tomorrow, and most of the precipitation will be over by tomorrow evening. We'll expect to see the precipitation winding down in Minnesota on Thursday morning as well. Now, North Dakota, northwestern portions of Minnesota, and a big part of central and northwestern South Dakota will not be impacted by the storm in a significant manner. So we'll look for only traces of snow out that way, even if there is that. I think many areas will be left dry in North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota. Now, the temperatures are not expected to turn greatly colder behind it, but a little bit of a cool down may take place. Our temperatures are really going to continue to be warm bias for a while. Afternoon highs today and tomorrow will be in the teens and 20s across the majority of our region. We'll look for the temperatures even on Thursday to still be mostly in the teens and 20s. We'll look for a little bit of a warming trend, though, taking place as we finish out the week, with temperatures getting into the 20s and 30s Friday and especially Saturday. And after that, we'll likely continue to be warm bias for a little while, although a new frontal system will eventually push across the region. Nighttime low temperatures will be in the single digits and teens most often during the forecast period, and that is still considered to be notably warm bias for this time of the year. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.